The Rio del City Council held yet another special meeting on July 29th concerning the water emergency and excessive water usage penalties. The meeting time had been changed to 5:30 p.m., which resulted in a much lower turnout than the previous meetings, as many were unaware of the change or unable to arrive earlier due to work schedules. Councilmember Frank Wilson pointed out the sparse attendance despite the strong public interest that has been demonstrated with previous standing room only meetings and requested the meetings remain set for 6:30 to allow for more participation.
I just think in a situation that we're in the city at this time, of all of the stuff that we're probably going to discuss some more in the meeting, we need to have a high level of transparency in the city. And there's other issues that we're asking our citizens to back us on. And this gives the appearance, not that it is, but it can give the appearance that we're trying to shuffle a meeting through and get by our people, other citizens, to accomplish something. And I don't want to have that appearance.
It was noted that many more people arrived later on as they were unaware of the change in time or unable to get there sooner. During the public presentations, a resident asked about the recent city response to an incident of raw sewage being dumped from an RV at a property on First Avenue in the late evening. The RV has apparently been located at that property with the approval of the property manager for many weeks, with at least three people living in it, despite city regulations prohibiting this. The resident stated that other property owners have called City Hall regarding this RV multiple times, and nothing has apparently been done. The RV had no sewer connection or method of waste disposal, so they have reportedly been simply dumping the raw sewage as needed, which flows into the gutter and neighboring properties. Councilmember Gordon Johnson moved to add this issue to the agenda to allow for further discussion later in the meeting. The council then discussed the revised proposal for excessive water use penalties. The proposal presented at the prior meeting involved a penalty based on the amount of overage and a percentage of the overall bill. The penalty fee structure had then been reviewed by the city attorney, Russell Gans, who recommended significant changes. The new proposal includes a flat penalty fee rather than incremental increases. A resident is allowed a maximum of 50 gallons of water per person per day for indoor use only. Outdoor use is totally prohibited, and there are stiff penalties on the book right now for any outside use after an initial warning. The new excessive water use penalty would allow for a one-unit buffer and an initial warning before fees would apply. After that, any excessive indoor usage would result in a $250 fee in addition to the regular bill. A second offense would be $500, and an additional offense would result in disconnection of water service. The council members were concerned that the flat rate penalty fee would be the same if a person used just a small amount over their allotment or a large amount. The citywide usage has gone down over 50% since the start of the water emergency due to the majority of residents cooperating and curtailing their water use. However, there are still some that have ignored the emergency and continue to use large amounts of water, which are the ones that would be affected by the penalties. The issue of illegal marijuana grows and their water usage was brought up, along with the fact that some may simply pay the penalties as they can afford it and refuse to reduce their water use. Rio Del will incur hefty penalties by the state for any excessive citywide usage, so it is imperative that the overall usage remain down. The council decided to not approve any penalties for excessive indoor water use at this time and continue to monitor usage. If the citywide usage begins to go up, then they may decide to enact penalties. The majority of the residents who have drastically reduced their usage will continue to make up the difference for those who are continuing to use excessive amounts indoors without fear of penalties. The city will also not be sending out a questionnaire to verify the number of residents in a home and any possible exemptions, such as medical need, since there are no penalties for excessive use. The council then returned to the discussion of the raw sewage being dumped at First Avenue. It was reported that Public Works responded and used a pressure washer with a bleach solution to wash down the gutters and surrounding area. The police also responded and issued a citation. The resident who brought up the issue also stated they had contacted Humboldt County Environmental Health due to concerns about any contamination and any needed testing. The city stated that a report would be given at the next city council meeting regarding the situation and the response by the city. Video of the council meeting is available at www.riodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be Tuesday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.